Welcome. It is Horrible Decisions. I'm your girl, Mandy B, a.k.a. That Bitch, a.k.a. Pet the Stallion. And I'm sitting across from my co-host with her inhaler. What's your name?
Hold on, bitch. Let me charge up.
Weezy. And y'all heard a third voice in the building, and many of you may have already guessed, well, not only by the title, because your name in the title.
That's right.
But we have another part of our family in the building today. Our very good friend, Destiny.
Yeah. I'm happy to be here. I'm a whore.
Well,
I want to see
intro.
It at the table, baby.
Are you?
Yeah. I want to be here.
I ain't going to hold
no,
you.
Let's pump it up a notch. No. Because people were like, why doesn't Lynn talk about sex? What's the nastiest shit you ever done?
Oh.
To who?
You.
What have I ever done to somebody? Like the nastiest thing
you were like,
ever
nastiest. This is last night, like I did too
like
much.
Like the nastiest.
Well,
the one where you were like, I need a shower.
I don't know if I had it done, if I did it to somebody else or if they did it to me.
Your sexual experience.
Yeah, because one time, like, I don't know, you know, gay niggas think, so I, like, you know, I'm gay on the weekends and shit, you know.
Yeah.
So, like, gay niggas think, like, you know, well, some gay niggas, I shouldn't be use umbrella.
No generalizations.
So some gay niggas think it's sexy, like, you know, for you to be sweaty and athletic and shit. And one time I met this guy at the gym who, you know, I was just, we had a friendly rapport or whatever, and we left the gym and got it popping, and, like, we
no
left
shower
the
before.
Gym. Yeah.
That's interesting, because I think women...
It's the pheromones
like
are heightened, though.
Yeah.
Like, most gay male friends that I have discuss all types of shit with, like, the gym meetup, sauna room shit. Like,
I don't do that. I feel like that's for people that look like virgins. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the people who, you know what I'm saying? Like, they go in there to be sneaky.
Well, it's anonymous sex, quote unquote.
Yeah,
like, you can do that afterwards.
And that's a big thing.
Yeah.
By the way, your sexual orientation, by the way, when I first met Asante, like, years ago, I had always thought you were bi.
Word?
Yeah. He
but
made
you
me
still gave me a little gay, so that ain't really no compliment.
Huh?
You ain't say, like, oh, I thought you was straight all them years ago. He was like, oh, I thought you was bi.
I'm not trying to give you a compliment
like, right, bitch, you talking about still calling me gay, bitch.
Right,
like,
right,
what the fuck?
Right,
you know what I'm
right,
saying?
That was
she,
not.
She did say that shit like that was supposed to be a compliment.
Okay, No. I'm going to
you.
You
did, though.
No.
I thought you were bi. Like, you knew. That means you just thought he went.
All right,
he
was. I'm going to cut y'all off here. I would never, ever, ever say someone's appearance would be a compliment. I don't like your passing. I don't like you look, you know, like you're not gay. I hate saying shit like that. The reason I thought you were bi was because
I had gay friends.
No. I was talking about an MMF fantasy. And Asante was like, Dustin will do it.
That's me.
And I was like, oh, well, if he'll do it, he must be bi. So
why he always putting me up to the nasty shit?
Who?
Yeah, Asante. Dustin will do it.
And it's because Asante is not shit.
Yeah.
But what's crazy is, and I ain't even going to hold you. So I was with y'all during, I was with Dustin and Asante and all y'all during Pride weekend. First off, Dustin know the finest niggas in all of the land. And I'm like, look at, first off, they bow at your feet when we walk.
Don't even try
I'm sorry. Listen, when I'm around
social.
Dustin, first off, Dustin has them vibes, and Carly even said it, just straight fuck nigga vibes. Like, he walk around like...
Thank you so much.
I think
like, that shit is like...
I love the fact that it's connecting.
No,
you
BDE.
Know what I'm saying?
Like, he got BDE and all them niggas know because they be like, oh, Dustin. Hey, Dustin. Like, everybody, though. Like,
yo, but
Dustin,
can you imagine, like...
I need that BDE when I walk.
You do have, like, the perfect gay... Like, you're the perfect gay... Model, right? For like wanting to be black, gay, you already could get all the niggas, right? Because you're like got the podcast, so you're popular in that way. Like, who can't you fuck?
Republicans.
That's a lie.
You know, I don't even want that spirit jumping off on me. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. I staged the studio just in case there was one in here.
And you see how they be looking too. All them Republicans look like they inside out.
I think that was shade because I think we got a white cameraman. You thought he was a Republican?
No.
Are you white?
Okay.
Oh. You had dark hair. I didn't know.
I thought you were
like Spaniard or something.
I mean, I just don't assume white people in New York went against us like that much, but
no shit.
But this is a red state, ain't it?
But no, Flagrant be bringing on
no,
like there's a Muslim dude who fucking liked Trump and shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, just a bunch of weirdos.
Yeah. Like you just never know who's been in there.
But no, we did have fun when we went to the club and shit.
Oh my god, so much fun.
You know, I'm social. I like to give hugs and say hi to everybody that, you know, I want to say hi.
Giving hugs is important.
Let me just tell you, it was actually a spot where I thought, "Ooh, I'm finna dance." Bitch, I went to just give a nigga a quick little lap dance. this nigga picked me up, swung me over, threw me on the couch. I said, I am not at dance hall vibes. I don't know. I wasn't expecting all of that. This nigga literally picked me up like nothing and was like dancing on me like he was Chris Brown. And I was like, goddamn.
Okay, so I'm guessing you've heard the show before. If you're listening right now, and you would know that literally every nigga in my phone is gay. So all I do is go to the fucking gay club. And one thing that I have fucking learned is like, A, you need the right shoes, and B, you need good knees, ladies.
I didn't know that. Thank God I have.
Because when you think for a fucking second that you're about to dance with a nigga, make sure you show your ass out. Like, look at everything around us that's amazing, right?
Yeah.
Architecture, clothing, style, fashion, TV shows. Bitch, do you think that you could just give a mediocre dance? No, you can't.
Ding-a-lings.
No. You can't give a mediocre nothing.
Nothing.
And that's why I get hugs, because I believe when you spend time with people, you shouldn't leave them with a mediocre impression. So that's why they was
hold
so
on,
happy
so everybody you
me.
Hug, you done dick down?
I said spend time. That's all.
Say, you know, I entertain these niggas.
That's it. So
that's when I knew Beard Bay was a fucking hoe. That
why?
Nigga told me. I was like, yo, are you fucking da-da-da? He was like, I mean, we entertain each other, but
oh,
no.
Yeah, that's hoe shit.
I was like, wow, you are a fucking dog.
Hoe shit.
It was hot, though, wasn't it? That honesty. But, yeah. It got you a little bit, didn't
so,
it?
Well, it's funny, because we're talking about sexuality, and not to make this get deeper, I did want to bring up, because this is recent, a lot of you guys may be seeing the RIP Reese hashtag.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to quickly talk about that, because for a lot of people who listen to this show, we do actually have a lot of cis hetero men who tune in, and I want to talk about kind of what happened. This is a black man who recently killed himself after being bullied by other black men because he was openly out dating his trans woman partner. This is actually big because I saw a tweet that, because we're in an era where a lot of trans women are dying because people are not comfortable with what they like and being outed or whatever, I hate that he took his own life, but this could have also been another instance where he was pushed to possibly kill his partner because of the shame that's associated with it. And I just don't understand why we have, and I don't want to bring up Black Lives Matter because I see a lot of people doing that comparison of how we're all together for Black Lives Matter, but we're not together in the sense of black people and their sexualities. And I just want to say that for the cis hetero listeners, or even some of you who may still have some sort of homophobic tendencies, like, who someone dates is none of your motherfucking business.
Now, and there's something really important to this story.
Yes.
That I thought you would say at first.
Oh, go ahead.
So the reason that this one is kind of crazy is because, and actually go back to 5 minutes ago where I said I don't like saying things like straight or passing.
He identified as straight, right?
Because he was straight looking, quote unquote, is more so why people are saying that he got bullied, right?
Oh, wow.
Because they're because very few times, I guess, are we going to think like, okay, we see a gay nigga with a trans woman, like, that's not as crazy as seeing someone who's quote unquote super straight, right?
Mm.
But trans women are women. Right. This guy may not have ever been with someone trans before. He may not have ever been with a man before. He may not have ever been.
Right.
We don't know.
Well, I told y'all of the story of a good friend of mine, and he's the person who I took to fairy tales and things like that. He's into trans women, and he said that his trans women has like liking trans women and knowing that that's him has led him down through like alcoholism and even pushing himself away from his family, because he's like, yo, I brought a white woman home one time. Do you know the look my mom gave me? Do you know the look I would get to bring a trans woman home? Like, so like even just the hate that you have in your own household, he feels like, now I don't want to lose my family if I come out saying that this is what I like, but it's literally what he likes and he knows it's what he likes. So it's just, it just sucks that like people are hiding this part of themselves because of things like this, your own family members, people that look just like you. We're supposed to be brothers and sisters and root for each other, and we're bringing each other down just off of who we like to have sex with, bro. Like, come the fuck on.
It's ridiculous. And it's actually something that's a lot more common than people realize. And I wish people would just wake up and understand that this is a part of life that they've been really adjacent to,
mm-hmm.
knowingly or unknowingly. I can't tell you how many beautiful trans women I know who live a normal life just like you and I and everybody else, have healthy relationships, you know what I'm saying? And people just don't know. I can't tell you how many people I know who have had experiences with trans women and don't know that I know, but I know because I know the trans women they've had experiences with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is something that is literally hidden in plain sight, kind of.
It is.
And it's just sad that, you know, people get to a point where they can't take the effects of quote unquote bullying or whatever, and it becomes an issue where they kill themselves. That's heartbreaking.
It is.
And God bless him, man, and fuck all them niggas that was talking shit about him, who probably all have had experiences with either a man or a trans woman.
Right, or the questioning of like,
and probably fucking each other.
That's what I was going to say.
It's all about, to me, like, what I've noticed from homophobia most of the time. Like, the niggas that I fucked with, like, my besties, you know, I'm not like you. I can't call my homegirls to go on a hoe trip. It's like, my niggas is coming.
Right.
Really. Right? And the men that I deal with know that. And they know that sometimes if you want to link up with me at night, I am at the gay club, and you have to come, and you have to be cool about the shit. And if you're not cool about the shit, we need to talk about why. Because that is an issue for me.
Like, right.
I need to know what's going to make you uncomfortable. I need to know when my best friend gets married that you're going to be hype as fuck, that we about to see him and his nigga get married and we all love each other.
Right.
I need you to know that our kids are going to have a gunkle and maybe his godmama won't have a vagina. Is that crazy for you? Is she not a woman anymore? And this is why socially conscious men are just really important to me. And in terms of Black Lives Matter and people thinking that these people are exempt, it's all about the shame that we feel, right? Yep. Being bullied and wanting to kill yourself over that is because internally you think you're doing something wrong. You're not confident enough in your choice. And in my opinion, men that tease other men for their choices aren't confident in their heterosexuality. I just don't feel that way at all. When I watch the men that I deal with embrace my gay friends and feeling comfortable and not feeling like, ugh, this gay ass nigga, because you know you like pussy, you know this nigga ain't about to fuck you, you're not tripping
off
what
are you worried
shit.
About? Yeah.
There's a confidence that certain hetero men have that leads them to not be ashamed of having relationships and friendships with gay men. That shame is about feeling bad. That's where killing yourself comes from. And we are perpetuating that fucking stigma every day.
See, I stopped the shit for it even get rolling. Because to me, why is sex even a part of the conversation? Why are you worried about who I fuck?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So why are you thinking about sex? Why are you thinking about gay sex, weirdo? You know what I'm saying? I wish you would. Let me tell you something.
Oh, I like
that. Ain't no motherfucking way that I'm about to walk outside in this world after paying rent, working hard to be a good person and shit, you know what I'm saying? Being a stand-up nigga, being there for my friends. Ain't no way no nigga on the street finna fuck with me for who I fuck. Mm-hmm. It just ain't happening. And also, I understand that. If you know that I'm gay and you want to disrespect me, that should be your first move. So go on and say it. So now we can get it popping. Because I guarantee you, you're never going to forget what happens next.
You know, I didn't consider the sex. Because they love me like, you suck niggas dick.
Think about it. That's what this is about. So why the fuck is sex a part of this conversation?
Right. I'm a human being and I live like a God-fearing citizen.
And you're not finna disrespect me, period. Whether it's about my sexuality or not, you're just not finna disrespect me.
It's a weird
thing. I didn't even bring that up. It is sex.
So you can't be homophobic with me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't do that with me.
People are so weird about sexuality. It's so weird. There's so many pictures and things that go around with even fathers and their daughters. And they create whole narratives.
Oh,
like,
God.
Is the way they kiss?
Who was the celebrity that was daughter laying on top of him?
I don't remember, but they literally...
Everybody turned everything sexual,
and it's just like, why is a father kissing his daughter? Why are you thinking sexual? Because
that's why I don't like when there's videos of kids doing something silly, and people start sexualizing it. That shit is weird to me.
It's weird as fuck.
Me and my nigga when we and I'm like,
it's weird as fuck.
I get the joke, but it's weird. You know what I'm saying?
It's weird, and it's crazy that like. We have all of these different thoughts surrounding sex, but that sex, while it is still so taboo to even bring up in certain settings and things, that everything becomes fucking sexualized. Even, bitch, we just talked about, even the goddamn vegetables we eating now. They all dick shaped
now.
Yeah,
they fucking cucumbers
and shit. We can't even
have
cylinders.
All dick shaped. They are all cucumbers and vegetables. They're like, they just created
it. And now we look at fucking veggies and dick shaped.
You shouldn't even want a dick that look like a cucumber. You know how cucumbers got them bumps all the way down, up and down the motherfucking... If you all right with putting a bumpy dick all the way up,
didn't we just talk about somebody?
That's another conversation.
Corn?
You understand what
they
I'm saying?
They use corn and shit.
They even that.
Did we talk about corn?
Did we talk about corn?
There was something we did.
Something we did talk about.
As long as you just only talked about it or ate it.
Well, I had a thought just now about curious to know how you guys think we could normalize.
There's no normalizing shit.
No.
Normalize
for
what?
Other people. So, for example,
yes.
Not to say my father is or was transphobic, but I watched something happen to him when it became someone close to him, right? So a lot of people have not met trans people or gays or whatever, mm-hmm. right?
That's true.
So my father is Israeli, and my aunt, this was maybe 10 years ago. She
they
had cancer
play
for a
that
long
shit
time.
At all.
They don't. Now my mother, right? Like I said, my godmother was a drag queen when right. I was growing up. Like, I was born in San Francisco. It's gay as fuck. So 10 years ago, my aunt got a hysterectomy. She had cancer for a while, on and off. And when we went to the area to talk to the surgeon was a trans woman. And I remember looking at my dad's face. And it was like just the wheels are turning while he's thinking. And I was old enough but not old enough. And I was like, okay. And my dad hugged her for a long time and like kept telling her thank you and how happy that she was there, like happy is that she was there and blah, blah, blah. And like the whole car ride home, I know he was thinking like, wow, like this saved my fucking sister-in-law's right. life.
No.
And it's weird because what instance is this person okay? Like maybe my dad might have looked different from her on the street, but I know you kept her alive. I know you saved her. Like right. I have to thank
but to
you.
Just look
so
at
when
them
does
as
it
people.
Really hit you? No. Family? Friends, like, how do we normalize?
Of course, family and friends.
I think
it hits you when it hits you
when
it hits you when it becomes a reflection of some sort to you about you, because it's really internal. Really, it don't matter. It doesn't matter if you adjacent to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if you my mama, if you was my mama, Mandy, you know what I'm saying? If you my mama or whatever, you feel some kind of way about how I live. You know, you feel like it's a reflection on you, and that's where it comes from.
This happened in my household as well. For a lot of you guys that do listen to the show, you guys know that I'm half Jamaican. So, of course, Jamaicans are very, like, homophobic in a sense. And my
and
sister...
And very homosexual, too, but go
well,
ahead.
Well, that, too. Yes. that too. But my cousin left Jamaica because he was gay and felt he feared his life. But also, my sister came out as lesbian, maybe when she was around 18, 19. And she was always my dad's favorite. And my dad actually removed himself from her for quite some time because she was lesbian. Yeah. And he didn't understand that. And also was like, so you'll never give me a granddaughter? Like, it turned into, of course, now, like, just different things as lesbians have to deal with. And so, luckily, they do have a relationship now, but I think because they both hate me, but whatever. But
I love you, Mandy.
I love you, too.
That's
but
crazy,
I do feel like even to have experienced that with my own dad, kind of distance himself from my sister because of her sexual orientation, that's just the whole thing. Like, that's still your daughter. You love her as a person. Why does who she have sex with matter to you, even as a father? Why does that matter?
Parents think this
yeah.
weird thing,
it's
like,
so
they
weird.
Made you gay.
My mama
so
was
weird.
Literally laid out on the floor in her walk-in closet when she found out about me and shit. And my father told me not to tell her.
Really?
Hell
so
yeah.
That's actually so opposite.
Did you grow up with, like, a religious family?
Yeah, my parents are devout Christians. Yes.
Oh,
to this
shit.
Day.
How old were you?
When what?
When
they found out,
out
I was
yeah.
gay?
25. In the closet. That's ironic. You were in your
20s?
Yeah, when they found
How
out.
How do you know?
Enough.
Say that.
No, I'm just I'm 37.
What?
How
right.
old did you think I was? I'm this.
I
told
you
this is
30s.
Good.
I thought you were like
31. Like, I'm 37.
Shit.
Right. So wait, okay. So you're 25 when you...
Just know.
So
just
you're,
know.
You're 25 when your mom finds out that you're
yes,
gay.
Yes, yes.
When did your dad know since he said don't tell her?
My father found out before that because someone in my family went and told him. So one of my family members was living with me at the time because they were about to get married. And they had kind of been envious of, I've always had a close relationship with like my siblings. Me and my parents always been cool. I've
yeah.
done what I want to do. You know, I never really, once I decided not to kind of follow the program of what they wanted for me as far as like the religion and all that shit, I still maintained some sort of like, you know, good rapport with them. Mm-hmm. And so, but I was still doing my thing. And so once I had started like hanging out and really actually going to gay clubs and shit, like 23, 24-ish or whatever.
Yeah, everybody is fine.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Jesus.
All that. Glory day. Yeah. Anyway, Mandy is so stupid. But so long story short, my family member was living with me. Saw that I had been coming back and forth to New York, actually. I had met this guy here named Kareem. He was so fine.
Damn, that's a fine ass name.
Yeah, he was.
I
like,
had a cream back
it was
in my
just
day.
Different. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't. I had just started fucking with niggas or whatever. So, anyway, my family member saw something like that on my computer and shit about me. You know, whatever. Went and told my father.
That's wild.
Okay. And so my father, one day, this was actually right around New Year's Eve. Oh. New Year's Eve, I was out partying, and the next morning I was supposed to go help my father repair like some eaves troughs, like gutters on my grandfather's house. Cause you know, my father taught me how to do all that kind of shit. So I overslept because I was out partying. I really never even like came back to my apartment or nothing. And so my father called me kind of upset, and he was like, yo, come meet me at Bob Evans or whatever. So we can like, you know, I guess go do it, I'm assuming. But what he really wanted me to do was come up there and talk to him because I overslept and shit. He knew I was doing something. He didn't know, you know, specifically where I was. I think that kind of just made him think, you know, that something else was going on, and he might as well just talk to me about what he had heard. And so that's what he did. And he wasn't disrespectful. Surprisingly, my dad was like, he just kept it a buck from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's your life to live. He was like, you're going to face a lot of adversity for that. Make sure every area of your life is on point. Get money. You know what I'm saying? Work hard. Do your thing, because you're going to need all that to balance out the negative shit you're going to get.
Wow.
He was like, that's your story
that's
to tell.
I wanted to ask you that real quick before we get on to our kink of the week.
Yeah, as kink
a,
of the week.
You done. Mm. As a gay black man, do you fear for your life any more than if you feel like you weren't gay?
Hell no, but I'm very well aware of the fact that so you know how we black.
Yeah.
We walk out every day and you know you're going to face certain adversities, right?
Right.
So add another layer on top of that. Same layer, but even a broader spectrum, because it's not just from people who are against you because of your skin color. This can be people that look like you, people that don't look like you, family members that don't want to fuck with you. It's all those sort of things. You have to think about the mental turmoil and trauma that gay people face. Think about the critically important relationships to your life being at jeopardy. You know what I'm saying? Just over something that you can't control.
Said. Yeah, I just said that about my friend. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Worrying if his mom would disown him.
That's real shit. And I thank God for like my brother, my sister. Really, my brother and my sister, I thank God for them, because from just our bond as siblings, like nothing matters. And it's never mattered. My sister been to the gay club with me. My brother, you know, met people I've dated, kicked it.
Right.
We talk every day, all day. You know what I'm saying? These are real relationships. So that's why you can miss me with that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not having it.
To have an experience like watching your mom. One of my best friends came on our Patreon episode and told his coming out story. Shout out to Christopher, where his parents like prayed over him and shit.
Yeah, of course.
It's like when you're in your 20s and you've been living this life and you know who you are, it's hard. And to experience your
literally
mom,
it's hard. You praying over me gonna stop my dick from getting hard if I see a fine nigga? This is ridiculous. Like, at a certain point,
no, it is.
You know what I'm saying? What
it's
are we doing here?
It's
like
hard.
This
really
is so
hard.
This is why dumb
you,
like what are we doing
over my
same
mom,
way you wanna fuck
Mike
I wanna
thinks
fuck
we can go to camp. Who? And get that shit reversed.
Oh, yeah, no, that's the bullshit.
Y'all remember the movie, But I'm a Cheerleader?
Yeah.
We talked about that before, yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about some nasty shit.
We get into some nasty shit, because I actually want to know this, because I have mine in my head already. So the kink of the week for this week is teratophilia.
What? That's fucking a spider.
I thought it was a spider too.
Yeah. Like, jacking off with a tarantula?
No, not a tarantula.
It's
in
a
your
furry
pussy.
Jack off? What
no.
is it?
So teratophilia is a sexual fetish that involves being attracted to people with physical deformities. There are many subsets of teratophilia specifically to different types of human deformities. For instance, acrotomophilia involves sexual attraction to amputees, and stigmatophilia refers to deriving sexual pleasure from people whose bodies are marked or scarred in some way.
Like Lil Wayne.
So I was going to say Fellenbake do got a scar on his face, and it's kind of cute because it reminds me
too.
That he a little hood nigga. Where... Oh, yeah, right here. Do men just, like, rub on your scar from time
men,
to time?
Men?
Oh,
grandmamas, motherfucking aunties, nieces.
Really?
Everybody, hell yeah.
Really?
And I'll make up a new lie every time.
So when
I
think
Vietnam,
of
what's
physical...
What's the actual story, then?
I got in a really bad car accident, and I had reconstructive surgery.
That's not a lie.
All this is reconstructed.
Yeah, that's not sexy. Like, when my nigga was like, yo, like, these niggas came up behind me in jail and
tried
to
fight
me,
no
and then
buck
I
50,
beat their...
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, nah,
everyone has a scar from a car accident. It's really light now.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like she don't want me to touch it. Like,
Then so don't touch her, so motherfuckers.
Me, like, I don't know. I be skipping around it when I touch her face.
So yeah. When I thought of physical deformities, I thought of maybe things that look like abnormal.
Like the American Horror Story Freak Show.
No.
Like three titties.
I went a little bit more vanilla than that.
Like a cock.
I really like ears that are like really big and that stick. Like I like.
That's cute.
I like ears that look like, oh, your ears are like they grab attention.
Like
I like
the teacups
weird ears.
At Disneyland.
Maybe like Dumbo type ears. Like I really like ears or ones that are either really small or really big or
heard
poke out.
You, sis.
I do.
You know what I like?
You know what I like?
See, look,
so weird.
Yeah, you got to it.
So you know how you know how like some Dominican niggas have like them real big nail beds? You know what I'm talking about?
You like big nail
beds. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about. Do you know what I'm talking about? They know. The people know what I'm talking about.
What turns you on?
I don't know about Dominican.
I met somebody.
Right, you being specific.
That
I think
had
people...
a... No, this is a thing. On God. Watch the emails you get.
You see a nigga type his pen in.
Watch
like,
the emails
me.
You get. And they some people
this
have an exaggerated nail bed. I like feet and hands, so you know.
Okay, so... And then the other one, and I brought this up on the podcast before... I really like protruding Adam's apples.
Oh, yeah, but that shit's... That's
a physical deformity, because not all men
it's
have,
something
like...
To lick.
Like, it's really big. I don't be licking. I just like to tap it when we in bed.
Never have you ever.
Tap it? Yeah, like, I just like to, like,
that
rub my
like
hand
over.
It
do
hurt. Like I kind of like to finger it, but I'm not really fingering it. I just like to go over it and then fiddle on my... I hate you so much. Do you like any physical deformities of people?
I'm trying to think, but the only thing I know that's kind of weird, though, like, is ankles.
I like ankles too.
But that's not a deformity. You just like ankles.
Actually, when XD was on, I was like, when niggas wear them joggers and I could see their ankles, like, oh my God.
But and then, like, you know how some...
Ankles ain't a deformity, bro, though.
It's just weird.
It depends on if
and
you ain't got
big nail beds aren't
like, cankles, that's a
cankles.
Deformity.
Oh, I'm good on a kank.
Deformity, bro.
But I'll take an ank.
You said you'll take an ank?
Yeah, I want a kank.
I don't want a kanky.
Because I like to see the little... What's this part called?
The ankle.
You like to see the ankle?
The ankle.
The ball, I meant. The bone.
That's the ankle.
Okay, there's an ankle bone?
That's it?
Yes.
Okay.
The more you know.
That's right.
See?
We be learning some real elementary ass shit on this show.
This
and
show
it looks like it's
you.
Science.
Uh-uh, don't do this. Anatomy.
Which,
it doesn't matter. Shut up.
My God, bro.
Okay, so you don't like any deformities? Okay, anywho, we going to get into our horrible decision.
It's not deformities.
I met a deaf nigga on the train that was, so this ain't a deformity or whatever.
That shit is sexy.
Wait, so that's a real thing. It's people with, I forgot the name of it, but there's a thing to that.
I was literally, I was on the New Jersey Transit, which, let's start there.
Okay.
But when I was, and he was deaf, but he was so cute, and we just had a connection.
Did you like...
No, I just kept it moving.
You didn't?
How'd you know he was there?
No hand motions to him? His ear,
he wasn't,
bro,
he wasn't talking.
No, that he could
he was signing. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
yeah.
But to you?
I mean, yeah. I knew how to wave. Shit, yeah. And then plus I knew how, you know, like my facial expressions and shit. You know, I knew how to communicate to the nigga without talking to
him. Would you fuck a deaf nigga?
Yes.
I sure
you would.
And blind.
Oh, I bet you he really...
Blind, I would really actually prefer to fuck.
Duh.
Yeah, you ain't got to do nothing.
Probably really good with his hands.
Remember when some more said if Stevie Wonder was her man, he would have one outfit and all the clothes in the closet would be hers. She'd be like, Fit, look at all this. All this shit is yours. Ooh, you be so shy. All this shit is yours. You remember that?
All this shit is yours.
What?
Well,
we really be saying this.
Okay, blind to me, like, the wrist thing with Ray Charles, that shit was hard. Like, remember when he was touching her wrist and shit?
Yeah.
To know if they was pretty? And then on top of that, I feel like the senses are heightened more with, like, a blind man than a deaf
dude.
So
you think he would come harder?
See you.
You think they come harder?
I don't know, but you got to say real nasty shit to a blind nigga.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you got to be, because he got to be able to imagine it. Right?
Yeah.
So what do you say?
Well, he can feel.
How do you say it?
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, he's still going to like you sucking his dick whether he can see you or not. You know what I'm saying? He can feel that. He can feel
like
you
even,
topping
I don't
him.
Why you gotta
so
talk
real quick,
more.
What are you saying if you fucking a blind man? What are the things you're going to go out of your way to say while
ooh,
you fucking?
Ooh, my area looks so like... big. Ooh, you should see the way my motherfucking ass shake when you slap. Now slap it. Now you feel the vibration? Bam, you should see it shake. Ooh, goddamn.
No, I think that's going to make him feel bad. When you say you should see it.
Okay, well,
okay,
so I would just think it would be more about like my clothes. Like, you know,
yo,
I would
clothes.
Have
he don't know what a dress look like.
No.
Oh, you mean the material? Like, it's smooth.
No, like, yeah, oh, I would silky. Be like, touch me right here. I'd be like, it's black.
It's no, black.
No. But wait, oh, so
everything is black. That's what I'm saying. You just gotta fuck. Which I feel like.
Okay.
You probably shouldn't talk.
Yo, I feel like
sex.
Do you
know you got a little birthmark on this dick right here? Well, you do. And I'm licking it.
Okay, that's cute. That's okay. So what
you
would
so
you do
different
with?
You know, that's what you, I guess that's what you say. You are so different.
Yo, I would never do my hair if I had a blonde dick.
So, no, ever.
Again, he can
ever.
Feel. He'd be like, bitch, you ain't been enough. Bitch, I know I can count. Bitch, you didn't put the money.
I could also smell. How long you had them braids,
right, bitch? So, and you know they senses is heightened, bitch. So you bitch, definitely can't
shit,
have
I'm,
no stank
I
hair.
I have a fucking date, so I'm about to get the front box braids redid tonight. And I'm thinking of like, yo, if I had a blind nigga, this would be so easy.
So what would you different with a what would you do different with a nigga who's deaf? Because then you really ain't got a moan.
Yes, you do, because they can feel that vibration.
Yeah.
You,
oh, that's why they go to concerts and
dance
shit,
like you, and all that. Yeah.
So you got a moan extra loud.
No, you just gotta smack into it.
You gotta really give like a good orgasm.
You gotta put, if you're a dude,
really
you gotta.
So
you gotta
like, y'all don't fuck deaf niggas before.
Okay, no, let's really think give about it, right? When you moan, okay. Like your mouth ain't like, but like you probably have to let him know, like.
So the whole time, does he have to hold my throat so he could feel it?
To me, it would be so much more beautiful because I could just touch you, and that's how I could let you know. Like, I don't know. To me, it just would be hot.
But like, how deaf?
What do you mean
all the
how
way.
Deaf? Like, okay. You can't hear, bitch.
Not Foxy like, Brown. Not even... Like, motherfucking.
I literally was about to say, like, Foxy
Brown. No, like, everything is just off. Like.
Okay. Like, sound is off. It's on mute.
Completely.
It's mute.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm with it.
You got to do more faces then. Because, see, my orgasm face is really ugly.
Yeah,
so I just like to get a nigga right here so I can just moan in their ear. And they
but
can,
that's
like,
not
going to
work with a deaf nigga. So
I
just got
to
find
perfect.
A sexy.
Right, he going
to
be like, and move your ass so he can see you. Okay? Like, you had the one
you
sense
gonna,
I do got
gonna
you ain't finna take it, bitch.
You
get your ass over
the
here.
Look,
I ain't finna cheat me, bitch.
What I got, bitch.
Right.
Shit, I can taste
get your motherfucking ass over here.
Oh. I hate y'all. Yeah. We got like 15 minutes for love.
I'm so sorry I was late.
Nah, you fine, because we got it. We gonna get through this horrible decision, and I like this. So for this week, we are going to define dating terms. And I think that we all have a different sense of what dating means, how we define
it.
I know, it's stressful. And we need to get through this because I think everyone that listens to the show wanna learn. So we're gonna start with something easy. Talking. What does it mean to talk to someone?
Oh,
when
you
sit here and tell somebody, yeah, me and her talking, what does it mean? Because I have an idea of what it means.
Talking means that y'all
got each other's number, but it never went anywhere.
No, hell
see,
no. That means we had each other's number. No, it don't. Talking means all talking means is that you and another person have established that y'all are both attracted to and interested in each other, mm-hmm. and you're in communication. That's what it means to be talking to somebody.
So
y'all both know y'all like each other.
Talking
and y'all
means
talking.
You haven't fucked yet, though.
So here's my thing.
Nah, that don't
matter. Let's
you can fuck and then start talking.
Right.
Go ahead.
We were talking.
No words. So here's where I find this dilemma, and maybe it's a Florida thing, because talking to me, yes, means fucking, because here is the scenario. You and your friend are chilling with each other or whatever, and you go to show them a picture of the person that you're currently
talking to,
entertaining.
Yeah.
And your friend says, oh, we used to talk.
That means that y'all had a situation.
I mean, if you hear that from even one of your homegirls, that's awesome. When a girl say, oh yeah, me and him used to talk, that to me still gives me the inkling that at some point or another, y'all may have had sex.
Absolutely.
Right. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
Right.
When I heard it that way, but when I say I'm talking to someone,
yeah.
I mean I'm not.
But when you hear someone else say they
to be
used
real,
to talk
if that
to
was
someone.
Me,
yes.
So when I'm fucking someone and I don't have a definition behind it and maybe not be dating, I'd be like, oh yeah, like we used to chill.
We used to chill.
Yeah, chill okay, definitely so, means y'all used to fuck.
Yeah.
Chill
okay,
means
chill
it was a
does.
Sex thing.
But
that's
I would
a
say,
damn shame.
Is that not a damn shame? When I put that scenario, y'all all went from, oh yeah, talking
okay.
could mean fucking.
But I
want to
be clear.
Chilling.
It doesn't mean that talking don't mean that y'all are fucking. That means that you're in a situation where
hold
it was
on, wait,
possible
you got a definition?
For you to have fucked.
Hold on, what does chilling mean?
Chilling means you fucking.
Because Netflix and chill is a whole thing now. We know fucking is included with Netflix. It's part of the $9.99 that I pay every month. Nah, them hoes moved it up to $12.99.
And I'm still gonna pay it.
No, I'm starting to kick people off.
Fuck Monique.
I'm like, y'all pay your own $12.99. I'm kicking everybody off. Especially because they don't got no part where, like, if they start watching the same show I watch, these motherfuckers don't even make their own profile.
No, it just
so now you fucking
shit
up where I was when I was watching this show. I'm like, I was on episode 2, not 7. Like, now I gotta go back. It fucks me up. So I like this to lead into the next.
Okay.
Okay.
Dating. What is a date to you and what makes it a date? We talked about this recently where you didn't know if it was a date or not with the person you were going out with. So what makes something a date when you could say, oh, we're going on a date? Or what makes it to when you are dating somebody? What does the word date mean?
So I didn't know it was a date because there was no, like, I would like to take you to blah, blah, blah. It didn't feel like that kind of plan. He was like, yo, you Midtown, I work Midtown. Let's eat at 12. Like, whatever. Okay. So that was too casual to me. A date to me is when someone makes a plan with me. Not same day necessarily. Mm. When they say they use words like, I want to take you out. I want to take you to blah, blah, blah.
You agree with that?
I mean, I guess. You ain't finna box me in no corner, goddamn.
I mean, it could be a date.
You know what I'm saying? Speaking for the nigga delegation, you know what I'm saying? First of all, a date is the most literal sense of that word.
It is.
We spending some time together exclusively doing an activity. That's a date.
It's funny that you said exclusively, because I literally, when I don't want a guy to think it's a date, that's when I'll invite a friend.
Yeah.
Yes. Because if a guy invites you out and he wants it to be on some exclusive solo time,
that's a date.
The easiest way to make it not a date is to invite a friend. Or to make it, even if she's a third wheel, like, because you can't go on a double date. That's different.
But I've never brought a
homegirl.
As soon as I invite a homegirl, it's no longer a date.
So that's a
date.
So you
can be like, yo, I want to take you to catch. And be like, okay, I'm bringing Susie.
If it's a nigga that I don't want interested in me or feel like, I'll be like, oh, well, I'm with my homegirl. Do you mind if she joins?
Right.
Like, as soon as I don't want you to think we're on an intimate setting, that's why all of my business stuff, I bring friends along, or I'll have friends pull up, or I ask them if they have anyone else they can bring
along.
All
your business stuff.
No, like, things where I feel like people might not realize.
Where it could have,
like,
been misunderstood as
a date. I don't want no
misunderstanding.
Okay. So even if we're linking on that sense, like, I want to know, is other people involved, or are you bringing other people? Because I don't want anyone to ever think,
you know,
an intimate
I do to make
setting?
Sure it's a business meeting?
What?
I bring
paper laptop
in and like a notebook and let them know like I'm ready to talk.
Yeah. So to me, that's like my way of making a nigga not confuse what we're doing.
Dating. Because, if we're dating, that means that we ain't fucking with nobody else. We're dating each other. Like, we are dating.
Okay.
We're dating.
Maybe not dating. That doesn't mean that for me.
Yeah,
what does it
of
mean?
Course. She could date 1,000 people.
Well, I can too.
I mean, I'm there. We all with.
Like, okay, right? Old Bay seasoning. Like, he's probably fucking other people. I'm fucking other people, but I'm definitely dating him right now. Like, I have a date with him tonight. Like, we make plans to see each other. We're invested.
It's crazy. Yeah,
because
I'm dating Muslim Bay, but we ain't even had sex yet.
You're definitely.
But I wouldn't say I'm dating 24/7.
You're fucking.
Now, there's a difference to me in saying I'm dating this person and saying we date. To me, like,
we were dating.
Like, to me, like, if I'm dating you, that means that, like, we're kicking it. Like, it's me and you, and we're dating, and we're about to be in a relationship. Now, but if we date, that means, you know, like, you live in L.A., I live in New York. When we be together, we be together. When we not, we still flirt over the phone.
That's
stuff like that. We
shit.
Date, you know?
Here's the next yeah. dating term. Curve. What does it mean to curve someone, and is curving and ghosting the same thing?
No.
Okay, so what does curve mean?
You actually responded in a way that was less than favorable. Ghosting means you don't even respond. Like, you just, that's
it. I agree with that.
Ghosting, to me, is actually when something has happened, and, like, whether it be a date, whether it be sex or whatever, and you've completely, like, went away. Because I don't think you can ghost someone that you were just talking to. Like, I think you, like, it really has to be you disappearing.
If we were involved in some sort of way, and we
actually,
no longer involved, I ghosted you.
My friend. Y'all know who it is, but I don't want to say her name. He told me he fucked someone else raw. That's why he ghosted. That's what she just said. That's the thing.
I don't know if that
now,
makes
she,
sense.
Now, oh, she, he, there was a dude that I knew that hadn't hit her up for a few days. And she was like, what the fuck? This nigga just ghosted
so
me.
So I wanted to know what,
and so of, what?
What time is ghosting?
And so
is
what happened next?
What did she say?
No, so you knew him and she had
said,
you reach out
to
him
to
or
do
something?
Him since I was doing me. So they were talking. So they were talking. She met this dude. They started fucking, right? Basically, she told him that she kissed another dude in the club and she wanted to be open with him about it. Mm. Now, what happened was after she told him that, he ghosted. She didn't hear from him. He wasn't texting her every day. He just totally disappeared on her after they were making plans to see each other, texting and talking all the time.
Right. And then that's she told him she kissed another nigga. Fuck she expect. And what's she confused about?
Not everyone is okay with the truth.
Fuck you, man. You think you can call me and tell me, oh, I kissed another nigga, but I just want to be open with you about it. Okay. Thanks for telling me. So now I can be like, peace.
Yeah, but some people aren't okay with that. You right. and I can
she
accept
just
that
met
because
nigga.
But some like
which
some
is why
ownership
why the
on,
hell did she feel if, obligated to tell him? Then?
Yeah, why
if
did
she
just feel obligated
met him?
To tell him?
She said they did a Molly together.
Oh, well,
it might have came out.
Maybe I don't
did
know.
She need to learn how to tighten her shit up?
To be honest, I don't
or maybe
know why
he ghosted, or maybe he ghosted because she don't like he don't like girls that do drugs. Like
he did it with her.
Oh, he did it with her.
That's still he still might not like girls
that's
who
true.
Do drugs.
Right. Facts. Yo, like literally,
let me tell
you
y'all.
Shit. Do you know how many niggas like I've either like hooked up with girls or
do
like,
as I
know
say, not as I
girls,
do,
and I'll be like, damn, you don't talk to her no more. And that's like one of the main things they go to. Like, nah, man, she got on some shit and started acting crazy. I don't do that drug shit. Like niggas, especially niggas who are just weed smokers.
Well, I'm talking about people that do drugs, that judge. Oh. This phone call I had literally 2 weeks ago, white girl I used to work with, she calls me, we're talking, catching up, 30 minutes in, and she's like telling me about the story. She's like, yeah, we left the club, we're like doing blow all night, and blah, 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 blah. So then she's like, he's like so much fun, but like he does so much coke, Weezy. And I was like, didn't
but they
you
do it
just
together?
Say you did it with him? She was like, yeah, but like I can stop.
A white woman. Go ahead.
If you take the bump.
Did she or did she not just ask to speak to the manager?
Bishop,
go ahead.
So you want to tell, and this is the same shit as like, I'm not that much of a hoe because I've only done this.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I don't do it all the time.
Hierarchy of drugism.
Bitch,
yes.
Please.
The next one, which mm-hmm. actually I
a
think.
A coke or a coke whore?
Fact. The next one I think actually came from Facebook, I would say.
Oh, God.
What does it's complicated mean? From Facebook to the real world, what does this word mean in terms of relationships?
Not shit to me.
You don't use the it's complicated?
Hell no. Ain't nobody trying to identify the gray area. That's why it's called the gray area.
What, so
you
is,
just want somebody to know you got something going yeah. on.
Is
that's
it,
all
complicated
that is.
Complicated equal to the situationship?
It ain't equal to shit to me. I don't know what the fuck that means.
I don't think
means.
It's complicated as a situationship. I've met married people that have told me it's complicated.
Yeah.
Facts.
You could be separated. It just means your relationship
you could be single and there's an it's complicated. You're right.
Or it could be towards the end. It could be on a
somebody
break.
Somebody might not be working. You never know. It could just be complicated. Right. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's interesting. I like think that so many people use it though.
I do believe it's complicated means that you don't have a definition for what you're currently in.
Like, but you just said married people could be in a it's complicated. They're still married.
But maybe they're separated, like, but still under the same roof.
Divorced, you may not be living together. I have used the term it's complicated in two times that I can remember. When I knew I was kind of about to break up with someone, like it was right towards the end.
So what did you tell them? We are now complicated.
No.
Right.
I would meet someone and they'd be like, yo, do you have a man?
Oh,
and I'm like,
it's
complicated.
Okay.
That's how I define complicated. And then complicated, I also have described when like I've had a situationship that maybe we weren't fucking other people, but we had to tell each other about some dumb shit.
See, like to me, because even though I have someone that I fuck on the regular, I wouldn't consider that it's complicated, but I also still do feel kind of the need to let them know that he's there, which
just
is like
your sexual life. That's right. Not your romantic dating life. These are dating terms you're trying to figure out. That's why you wouldn't use it's complicated. You wouldn't use a sexual partner to define a relationship. When
but I feel like
you.
A lot of people do like bring up like their sex, like if they have someone that they're fucking.
Well,
is
I'm
that
speaking
not
in terms of the sex that you be talking about. You have,
we
be
but ain't that why sex. They asking in the first place?
That's what they want to know if someone else is
yeah.
in the picture. And to me,
I don't think
he's in the picture.
So when someone
no, but
asks,
they want to know if you fucking somebody
that, that's,
else.
That's
what I don't take it like that.
Picture. But that's where the question comes in dating. They want to know, are you they don't give a fuck if you going to eat motherfucking Applebee's 2 for $20 with a nigga.
They
don't give a fuck
yeah.
if a nigga taking you to catch. They want to know.
They don't want to catch nothing. That's
yeah,
all they want
right.
to know.
But they
like,
want to know,
what
are
the
you,
you
are, is there somebody you fucking?
Where the fuck
when someone asks, are you is someone else in the picture? To me, it's not, are you texting someone else? No, it's, do you have someone you fucking right now?
Yes.
Right
okay, when I say like, are you seeing somebody else? I mean like, are you
I think we need to be more just like actual with our words.
Do you have a girlfriend? And by a girlfriend, I mean, does she call you her boyfriend? Do you have a bitch that you fuck raw? Do you have a bitch that you
That's what I'm saying.
Those are very different questions. Do you have a bitch that you fuck raw, and do you have a girlfriend are two completely different questions.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. Like,
but that's what I'm saying. Maybe we need to be more upfront like that when we're having these conversations.
And on behalf of the nigga delegation, we ain't telling you no damn way. So you might want to get creative with the way you're asking us so that we can, I guess, have less time to come up with a lie. I don't know.
If a girl starts fucking a nigga raw, right, let's just say it happens and they just stop fucking with condoms. It just happens.
Okay.
Happens often.
Right. How does she then in turn say, are you fucking anyone else raw? After she's already been fucking with this nigga.
Just like that. The reason she wants to know is because she's fucking him raw.
Now, you were just saying you feel like I'm part of the nigga delegation. You can't ask that way.
Absolutely. I'm just answering your question.
Oh, right. Do you think there's a way that you could semi-ask a nigga that?
Yeah. And it would be by straight shooting him a fair one. Like, look, I know what we just did or whatever. I respect my sexual health. And so I'm asking you, like, respectfully, is there anything I need to know so that maybe I can make a different choice?
Or are we going to go back to using condoms?
Yeah. Like,
now, because if you are having sex with someone else raw, I want to make the choice whether I continue fucking you raw or if we now have to bring back condoms into the bed.
So I have had to say once with a dude I was fucking raw, and I only said this because I was fearful that he would lie to me. So I asked him if he was fucking someone else raw, and he said no. And I was like, look, I'm not going to stop fucking you. I just want us to use condoms. And I need you to understand, like, my pussy is really important to me, bruh. I'm not going to ask you nothing about this bitch. Just tell me if you fucked another bitch raw since you fucked me raw. That's all that I care about. Because if you did, we ain't about to have an argument. We still fucking tonight.
You know what's crazy?
I wouldn't have believed that for 10 seconds.
You know what's crazy? How she just did this? Is like her text messages when she write me. That should be a whole paragraph to say one thing, and that's what you just did. No nigga's gonna listen to.
See, let me tell you something.
See how long it took for her to ask.
Let me tell you something.
I elaborated for the fucking story.
Let me tell you something about having game though. Let me tell you about something about having game though. You telling me all that and wrapping it and all that packaging that bow. That's cool. I don't give a fuck about none of that.
Because
at the end of the day,
all you
asking me is some shit that you can react off of afterwards. I know what you want to know. I also know because I know what you really want to know.
You gotta know if it's raw.
No, you don't, because you didn't have to fuck me raw in the first place. You asking me on the back end of some risky shit we already done did.
I don't think it's
so
back
don't be trying to come to me. Don't come to me on principle now
don't
and expect
come on
me.
Me
don't,
on principle
don't,
now.
Don't expect, I shouldn't say don't come to me on principle, but don't expect me to have an automatic, you know, innate respect for the way you stepping to me now about how worthwhile your good pussy was because
so
I just had it raw.
To be fair, I'm a partner that shares results and expects them back when fucking raw.
But I ain't going
to
hold you down.
And, and to be fair, you need to share that up front before you fucking raw.
So, right, period.
So
but
that's
not
what I'm
only
saying.
Raw,
yeah. I've been already there at the point in the conversation.
Yeah.
But I've had
We talking about the hypothetical situation.
It had been so long, which was why I felt like I had to ask.
I mean, I ain't gonna hold you. I fucked this one, like, and you know him from back in Orlando, but we used to fuck very intimately. I was, like, very, like, he's one of the only, like, there's only
he's
a handful
special.
Of niggas that I fucked
he's
raw.
He's special.
We fucked raw. But, in, like, within us fucking, he came at me. Do you know this nigga didn't ask if I was on birth control until after he came at me?
And that's
I was
when
just
he
like,
had to think about it.
That's kind of.
I had a nigga fucking.
He wasn't worried about
me.
It till then. Like, he didn't have a reason.
He literally asked me if I was on birth control.
He didn't have a dog in the fight
I'm
at
like,
that
well,
point.
That question came kind of late. Like, the fuck?
But did the but period come kind of late? That's
nah.
What we need. Okay, the heck.
Yo, it did not.
So, like,
okay, we good
what
then.
It's funny sometimes. So, Beard Bay and I will do cream pie shit because I track my ovulation. I'm into that shit. So anyway, I remember we were fucking one time and like he knows the calendar because I'll send it to him and like he knows when I'm ovulating. Whatever.
Man, you're
so,
thorough.
Oh yeah. I respect that time with my pussy, right?
Organized pussy.
But the best pussy
I still
is
don't
when
believe
you're
it,
like super like when you're ovulating because it's all white and like creamy and like it's fucking hot and it's super wet.
Oh, but that's he can't get in during that time.
Right. So I remember he was saying to me while he was fucking me like, damn your pussy, what is fuck? And then he was like, you're not ovulating, right? And I'm like, and I didn't want to ruin it. And I was like, just come in my mouth. I really want to taste it.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
What else do you say?
I don't do them apps and shit. You already know we talked about that.
Honestly, I haven't gotten pregnant yet. Knock on wood. But
oh, don't
you
knock
just,
on this.
Don't
this ain't real.
But it's not just the app.
You better find
you
a sign.
Like,
there you go. Right there.
You,
that oak in between them things. There you go. There you go.
There, bitch,
all
you really
knuckles.
Just knocked on everything that wasn't wood before getting to the wood. Like,
as long as she made it there, okay?
Plywood, I don't know what's under here.
I'm done with you.
Bitch, he the one who said he fixing roofs and shit. Of course
we
he
gonna,
know.
We gonna talk about this last topic, because as we're talking about terms and dating, yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
I don't know if you were still going to
Yeah, no. I am. She get on at 3:15. I'll be out in 5.
Okay.
We'll talk about this last one.
You the man.
And this goes back to kind of talking, dating, and defining things.
Okay.
How long do you talk to someone before you ask if there's something more or what the title is?
Well, who asks what the title is? Everybody know you just wake up one day and be like, damn, I guess we together.
that's how I go down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's happened to me.
That's how it works.
Like, you just like literally wake up and be like, bitch, we live together. Like, what the fuck?
That's not, okay. Not
like, God damn, I guess we together.
That's a little extreme. But like when you've been fucking for someone for so long.
I haven't had a person ask to be my boyfriend in a long time. But
since you got the note that says circle one, yes or no.
Yeah, but is that not the case?
But it happens when you meet friends and you meet family. And you're like, this my girl.
Does that not happen though where a girl says someone his boyfriend, but to everyone else? That's not his girlfriend?
Oh, they lie on their dick and pussy all the time. But I think what you're saying is a very accurate gauge. A lot of times when you're introduced to people, that's a way of having that awkward conversation without having it. So, like, they'll meet your family and you'll be like, so this is...
my friend.
This is my girlfriend, Mandy. Yeah. And you look at you in the eyes while you say, like, this is my girlfriend, Mandy.
That's how it happens.
And then they look at the thing. That's what happens. And you're like, what you gonna do? You ain't gonna do nothing but roll.
Friend,
with
I'm gonna
it.
Say friend.
She actually. Gonna roll. She gonna roll. Well, with. Like, she's so crazy.
I've
been rolling with my family, and sometimes, yes, the introduction that I've had, we weren't
but
on that same
page. But if you with it, and you on that same page, and they do that,
but that's what I'm saying too. Like the conversation of even talking, because I have been introduced in a way where I'm just like, am I really? And I wasn't there with that person. So then it becomes an awkward conversation like, oh, this is how you're viewing me. This is why you're bringing me around
these
people.
Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about with somebody who you are already dating and into.
You're not just going to put me in a relationship.
Somebody who you're already into.
I feel like you're missing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say this one thing about meeting family, too. This is not just meeting family. This is like, yo, this Sunday, my mom is going to have dinner, and I want you to come and meet. Like, it feels
y'all are
like,
at that point in the relationship.
Yes, there's a definite...
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I guess that has to do then with planning to meet family. Because I'm saying I've been brought around family before.
Yeah, but yeah, now, we talk about if it was your boyfriend that you had been with for 3 years.
I go to say this is where also why y'all are saying the plan thing. Because there's the delusion with dating that if a guy brings you around family or friends, that now it means more. When technically, just because you're brought around friends and family isn't necessarily telling.
I bring people out casually. I would bring a person I was casually dating to a family function that I knew was fun and lively.
This was a whole conversation.
My mom is
insecure.
So
right.
That's what
different.
I'm saying, though. Like,
that's
we fucking
different.
And now you bringing me around family.
That's
now I think
totally
I'm more.
Well, completely
I will
different.
Say, I have brought casual partners around my mom, but they were at least some semi I gave a fuck about. Maybe there was potential later. They weren't nothing to me. But
right.
I brought Felon Bay around my mom, and it was like, it wasn't.
Yeah,
oh my
you
God,
said
you
he
get
said
to meet
he was
my
downstairs.
Mom. He was, but my mom was still there, so I brought him around my mom and my sister.
That's a circumstance.
Even being
that
around,
your,
yeah, I get what you're saying.
You know what
though,
I mean?
Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, and in no way could he be like, "Damn, yo," but I met your mom.
So
my sister used to meet all my dates.
Don't count. Yeah.
Like, if I had somebody just roll through that night or whatever, my sister would see him and shit in the morning. All that shit.
Y'all had a conversation about your lovers?
No, she was just like, that was, I feel like that was her way of like checking on, making sure I was all right, shit, you know what I'm saying? She would be friendly to my dates. So,
okay. Yeah. I can dig that.
It's just tea. At the end of the day, that's why I'm like, so where y'all going?
Well, y'all know, I know y'all want like 2-hour episodes, but we ain't that podcast. So, no, bitch. So, we're going to go ahead. Weezy and I are going to give you the home mail. Dustin has to get up out of here and myself. I got to rush up to Harlem. So, before we leave, can you let our listeners know where they can find you if you got something coming up and where they can find your social
media? Absolutely. You can find me at Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Chase Bank. Cash App. No, I'm just playing. You can find me on all social media platforms at Look At Dustin.
Look at him too, y'all.
You know, I appreciate all the love. This week I'm on, I'm doing Horrible Decisions, which I love. Shout out to Star Brim. I was on the first episode of her podcast. That's my homegirl.
Hey, keeping it mute. And she's a part of Loudspeaker, so shout out to her.
And you can catch me there. All things Look At Dustin.
Okay. okay?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's so you can keep up with what's going on.
Say that shit. And I do want to thank you as well.
I love you, Mandy.
You brought me on to your live show.
Yes.
So with the Friend Zone, that was super fun. I got to come on there and I played our game.
I know.
Which you set kind of early.
I know you came to our show. Have you ever seen our game?
Oh, no, he came late because he went to Caroline's first instead of Gotham.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
so
it was a whole thing.
Honestly, I didn't know. Asante hit me up the week before, and he's like, you're out of town. I'm like, nigga, if you would have told me ahead of time y'all wanted to do this.
No, first off, I didn't know what I was doing. So he's like, just come on. I said, okay, let me
shit, we going to Tahoe? Shit. I said, what are we doing? He was like, I don't know. Y'all figure it out.
He said we're handing out sex toys. I'm about to go up there. Who want a dildo? Who want a clip rubber? Who want
Where to Tahoe? Where to my nigga Tahoe?
Shout out Tahoe. It's so shameless. We'll be there one of these Fridays. We all know when we're posting this episode. I'm probably already in Vegas sucking dick.
I hope I'm in Casablanca smoking a cigarette at the top of a Moroccan fucking pyramid while they're like, bitch, you know you can't have your arms out.
You gotta.
I know, right?
Well, y'all definitely make sure y'all check out Dustin, and we're gonna go ahead and take a break before you guys listen to this week's home mail.
We're
gonna go ahead and get into our home mail. If you guys want to send home mail to us, please go ahead and send it to horribledecisions@gmail.com. You guys are sending us a ton of home mail to our DMs.
And we all know what to do with that shit.
No, there's just a lot. You need to email it to us because we found an organized way of starring it and all this other stuff. So I actually picked this one because I want to talk to you because we just had a recent conversation about this, I think, with Bridget Kelly. So this one is titled, Just Cause I Get Paid, Am I a Sex Worker?
Yes.
Hold on. So, I met a guy on FetLife.
Yes.
One thing led to another, and I was invited to my very first gangbang. Now, I'm going to my third gangbang as a co-host and getting paid for it. As a co-host, yeah.
Maybe like hosting the party? I don't get that.
Maybe hosting the party. Does this make me a sex worker? Okay, maybe not if I do it just once, but if this becomes a regular thing, maybe even to the point where I decide to host my own, then am I entering sex worker territory? Technically, I'm being paid for my time, not for sex. I don't even have to have sex if I don't want to. She also provided an update. So I must really be good at this gangbang thing because the guy I've done parties with, the host that asked me to co-host, has now offered me a trip to Chicago. Paid flight, paid for my work days I'll be missing, and I know he's hosted these parties for 10 years now, but holy shit, my fet dude says to go for it. So now I'm really thinking I'm a paid hoe. I brought this up because in the episode, I've recently been talking about maybe figuring out where I want to store my feet. Either Patreon, which Weezy was like, no, you should get an OnlyFans. Then I'm thinking of coming up with like an Instagram page where they have to pay to become like to follow me. But I really am trying to sell these feet because I'm really making a lot of money on these feet that I'm not even trying to sell. So I really want to
really
see how much
like
I can sell.
OnlyFans is a good way because one, Instagram, doing that Instagram thing that can get shut down. Easily.
Right. Okay.
Especially for like making money and like doing that exchange.
Okay.
OnlyFans, in my opinion, is a better marketplace, like especially like a lot of like girls that make videos like Be Nasty is one of my favorites.
Oh, I love Be Nasty, first off, bitch.
But
I feel like you found it through me, but I'm going to let you rock because she's been my girlfriend for a long time. My girlfriend in my head. I be posting.
Maybe she just followed.
You know what we're talking about? Miss Be Nasty.
She does the car videos.
That bitch, okay?
She follows the page. That's how I found it.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, she uses OnlyFans, and I heard she used to be in the military, which I found super interesting.
Yeah,
she actually
gave her whole story about how she started
always, like,
doing
post
that.
Other women, and she's great for that. Like, not every girl is like this, by the way. Not every podcast will shout out other podcasts. People don't like giving people ops. You know what I'm saying? But
she does.
With OnlyFans, though, a lot of people share each other in that way.
Yeah.
And you'll just make more money that way.
Yeah.
Like, Patreon is lesser known as a sex community as OnlyFans is. And, like, I just feel like it would make more sense if you really trying to make money. But I understand the stigma around OnlyFans, which I also think is silly for you and this girl because
I know
that's just whorephobia.
I know. Here you go, bitch. It's not whorephobia, but I know. But
it's
like
subconscious.
No, I think it's more so even with this podcast, we said when it comes to dating, when they find out or even see the cover art and the content that we discuss, it does become harder to communicate or have someone see us in a different light. And so I will say in the state where I am looking for a partner, it's just like, okay, it's knowing that a lot of men view OnlyFans. And OnlyFans is viewed as sex work. And I don't want to be
so if you viewed had a as a Patreon for your feet, you feel like it wouldn't be that
bad? Yeah, because it's content creating. And I'm a content creator.
I wanted to ask one more thing about your feet. So if money is the goal from it, why don't you just not make... Do you want to sell your feet off of Mandy B's name? I mean, basically...
No, I will, because I feel like I'll make more money attaching it to myself.
Right.
Especially people who listen to the show.
That's and true.
Like, so, like, yeah, absolutely. Like, I'm even thinking of getting a tattoo on my foot just so that when they see the foot, they know it's mine. But I heard it hurts. Like, you got a lot of bones in your foot.
Are you fucking crazy,
Wait,
bro?
What is wrong with you? Why are you judging me right now? I feel the judge.
No. The judge came from
we just talked about tones.
No.
She was like, I sit down. She was just like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
This was
like,
not.
This is tone.
The judgment came from you needing to, like, tag your own foot.
I want
to
tag it.
Graffiti in the street.
Mandy B.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm thinking of something cute.
So what are you gonna do? Why don't you just edit it with, like, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe put a little microphone or something on it.
Don't
know
you
what
have
I mean?
A tat on your ankle?
No, it doesn't go all the way down to my ankle. I have a tat on my calf.
Okay.
Not on my foot.
I thought I could see it when looking at your feet. That's
no. So yes, bitch, I'm thinking of branding my feet a little bit.
But where would you put it on your foot?
Like on the side of it, like right here. Like it makes
what does it
cute.
Say? Your Cash App handle?
I don't know. Don't do that. You see what I'm talking about? You see how she be trying to be funny with these little jokes? It's going to be a cute tattoo, ho. You a little pussy ass, ho. Anyway.
I'm just really high right now.
No, so.
I'm really thinking of, like, what? Let's come up with tattoo ideas.
For my foot?
I'm sorry to whoever's home built this. Is back. Tell me, what are you thinking?
What?
So
I mean, so I've
stars.
Seen a couple, like, you know, like, I really be liking music, so maybe some music notes or something like that. I was thinking of a saying. Or
a
like
what?
A saying.
Saying.
A
oh,
saying.
Like a quote.
Like a quote. I don't know which quote yet. I ain't thought that far.
One foot at a time.
You see what I'm talking about? I don't know. I want something nice. Like, I am getting a tattoo right here, actually. It's a tattoo that me and my friend were supposed to get over the summertime. But I'm getting the state of Florida with a heart over Orlando. So I'm gonna get a little Florida tat, bitch.
Why don't you get something that's, like, kind of cheesy but cute?
No, because
for example,
there's nothing cheesy about me, baby girl.
A girl in my improv class has a left wrist. Like, it says left on her wrist, and then it says right on her right wrist. You could do a left-right one.
That's not cool.
I kind of like that.
That's almost as corny as, like, these fucking Balenciaga shoes that fucking have the size of the shoe on the outside.
Okay, that's weird.
I fucking hate that shit. I don't need to know that you're a 38. We don't even use those numbers
I think
US.
A left. Get left
those
in
aren't
another,
even U.S. sizes.
Get it in another language. Like, left in, like, Japanese and, like, right in, like... Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, no, bitch. This is a hard no for me.
That was totally a good idea.
The reason,
you just said you want to get a tattoo with a heart over Orlando, the state of Florida tatted on you, and me.
I can't get the state of Florida tatted on me. Bro. Are you really coming for me about the state of Florida?
All I'm telling you is,
bitch, it looked like a gun. That's kind of hard, bitch. I got a gun on me already, right on my left. On my right hip.
You are nuts.
Why am I nuts? I just want to say this is coming from someone who used to shade me for my big ass tattoos because she had these little hearts. You have fucking corny ass tats.
I do.
Your little heart. And now she come 5 years later with a whole goddamn half sleeve. So, bitch, I'm not listening to you when it comes to tattoos because you change your mind, okay?
You have a gun shooting hearts out.
I do, because this.
Now I have a corny tattoo. You have no
a revolver.
You have
not
no
a corny
regret
tat.
On your forearm.
What's the problem? So we really about to come
bitch,
for me?
No regrets.
What's wrong? What's wrong with having no regrets on
show,
me, bitch?
Show the camera.
No, bitch. Fuck you, pussy hoe. No.
And it's where is it?
It's regret nothing. Not no regrets. Thank you.
Do you regret that tattoo?
I do. I'm finna get it covered up. But, like, I ain't want to get it covered up because, like, I be hiding it. But now that I ain't
where
got no job,
again?
Bitch, right here. I'm a forearm, bitch. So now I'm finna get it covered up. I think I'm finna do, like, a whole elephant. Like, because I'm finna keep my little Asian vibes going.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, but anywho, it's funny because when I read this, the first thing that came to mind was not only the fact that she is seeing some sort of stigma around sex work, but that
I'm just making a note about
I've had stigma around the fact that my kinks, I have friends that feel like I should charge for them. So it's weird that she seems to really be enjoying these gangbangs. She met a guy on FetLife, which means she was interested in the gangbanging prior to even receiving money for it. And now that she's getting money for it, she's like, oh, damn, am I a sex worker? So this comes up a lot when I talk to my friends about, like, the things I like to do, of course, including pegging. They're like, damn, you be pegging these niggas for free? And that comes to me, like, where I come to them immediately, like, why the...
I mean,
why,
because, okay, I feel like I get it, but it's only it? Because that's unusual to them. For example, like, if we could take it to, like, something basic to me, which is, like, eating ass, right? You eating niggas' asses for free?
I sure
like,
am.
Okay, I'm asking. Like, I guess I'm fucking for free, too. All I got.
No, you're right. You're right. But you know it's crazy, like, the shame that comes around fucking for free and then fucking for money. And I feel like that's what she's bringing up. Like, damn, now I'm paid. So I guess that does make me a sex worker. But, like,
why do you care?
Why are we not all sex workers if we have sex? Because that's a workout, bitch. I be hurting. We all be working out after sex. Or working out during sex.
This is, there's so much shame around women and, like, sex and, like, having too much of it, being good at it, not being good at it.
Facts.
Being paid for it, not being paid for it, and pegging. Like pegging, period. It's just...
licking ass, period.
I honestly, yes, what you're doing is considered sex work. Hosting sex parties is considered...
is considered sex work. So, apparently, even, we talked about it before, we're considered sex workers because we have a podcast about sex.
So,
right?
I mean, I would think so, but then I think we had on a guest that said something like...
We're not?
We're adjacent, like, it doesn't
we're
really
sex
count.
Work adjacent?
Because the way we make money is off advertisement. We don't make money off of someone's, like, pleasure. So
got
that's
you.
Technically why.
That makes
so,
sense.
So, like, until you guys jerk off to this, which, to be honest with
wait,
you...
Wait, they jerk off to us at... like, I've had messages say that people jerk off to us when we talk. So when we get real educational, they be like, damn, I couldn't jack off to this one.
Abortion episode!
Anyways, guys, if y'all have more home mail, go ahead and send that shit in.
Thank you for listening to the show today. If you want more ho shit, join our Patreon. Our feet are on there. Maybe you could kick it off with a notch, though, and just do a little... You know, if you guys have tattoo ideas and you're on our Patreon, let's start a thread and figure out what'll be good on Mandy's foot.
Oh, yeah. Y'all give me some foot tattoo ideas.
Also, in a more
y'all could even send me the feet. I want to see what they look like.
That's a yeah.
Yeah. Let me know if my shit look good.
Also, on a more serious note, hate to ruin the foot mood. I need a tattoo done with ashes, and I heard it's not illegal, but like kind of, but people do it. It's called a ceremonial tattoo. So if you live in New York and you can do that tattoo, email me at theweezywtf@gmail.com. I just don't want to take it to like anybody.
No.
Fact. But I did walk into a tattoo shop and he was like, yeah, we do it all the time. But then like there was no black people in there and I was like, I feel like I want someone black to do it. Like my aunt was black as fuck, like, and she just barely let white people even in the house, no matter if they like did the cable or not. She was like, I don't trust them. So I feel like I just can't give somebody white the ashes to do. So if you live in New York and you can do those tattoos, hit me up. Patreon. Enjoy this clip. I don't know what it's going to be about.
And this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye. That episode, she talked about being taken out to Olive Garden on a date. And then going to Michael's and fucking the cashier at Michael's or something.
Like,
that was some wild shit.
I really like Kristen, so I met her through James because she wants to fuck James's sister. They're best friends, and she's been trying for like years, but now she has a girlfriend. But every time I meet Kristen, she just be talking about wild ass shit. And I'd be like, yo, this bitch is crazy. And I knew she was going to say some crazy shit. And she told us a story about the employee she fucked in Michael's Crafts. And she got their discount. So I want to know, Mandy, first, if you had to make a porn in any store, what store would it be? Set the scene. Who would be in it? Who would star in it? I haven't thought about this.
It could be anybody.
I mean.
Or does it have to be a porn star? Or it could be anybody.
I was thinking about that, too. Porn star or celebrity. Anybody.
Okay. So if I had to have a porno in any store or restaurant.
Okay, we can do restaurant.
We can't do restaurant?
If you're thinking of that.
Okay. Boom. Set the scene, right? So I'm gonna do it because that's where these niggas be anyway. We at Philippe Chow, right?
Oh my God, they do be there.
Yeah, so Philippe Chow has a special place. Like, you have to walk through the kitchen and walk downstairs, so you get to see away from, you get to sit away from everybody. So there's like this whole downstairs secluded dining room. It's like super cool. You have to walk through the
kitchen. That's right. I went there. Yes.
Yes. So we would be in this private room. Mind you, they let you put the aux cord, so you get to pick whatever music you want. So ideally, I'm thinking of a threesome scenario, right? So I'm thinking of course, Wiz Khalifa, because I want to fuck that nigga. And then I'm thinking maybe a more sensual guy.
Two men. I was wondering what you were going to say.
Two men, of course. So Boris Cujo, he in there doing business by himself. So me and Wiz, we, you know, eating our motherfucking chicken satay or whatever.
Oh, my God.
And then, you know, he catches me looking at Boris Cujo. And then, so I start rubbing Wiz's dick underneath the table, and that shit is growing. And Boris looks over and sees that I'm rubbing this nigga dick. And the next thing you know, I don't know how we're going to get there, but bitch, I'm bent over. One is feeding me chicken satay while the other is giving me back shots. And then
you eating and fucking?
Yes,
bitch.
Remember
Insecure when she was eating them Cheetos and getting hit?
So then I'm also thinking we done with the chicken, but there's still leftover peanut sauce. So he pours it on my titties and start licking my titties with the peanut sauce on that shit. And now it's like a whole thing.
This is some real fat bitch shit. I hope you know.
I just like that peanut sauce, bitch. It's good as fuck.
Like, I don't know if fat is a slur, but no, this is some fat bitch.
Is it? Everybody liked the peanut sauce that shit at Philippe Chow.
And you go, can it be a restaurant?
But yeah, I want Boris Cujo and Wiz Khalifa in a threesome at Philippe Chow where we licking peanut sauce off each other. I'll lick it off their dick, too.
Okay, I've been trying to think of a store, and all I could think of is there's a store in my neighborhood called Bon Bon. It's a candy shop.
Okay.
It's too small, but maybe like a Dylan's candy bar, and I would work at the candy shop.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be – okay, so I live in LES, right? So when I'm coming home, there's a – court where everyone plays soccer. So I'm thinking that the soccer guys would come in for the happy hour that Bon Bon has, which is a happy hour for ice cream. And then, you know, I would like serve it and they would be like, yo, how does it taste?
How does it taste?
And they'd be like, this flavor is really good. And they would like eat it off of me. And then like the entire team would like fuck me. And then my manager would come out and catch me fucking all these soccer player guys. And then she would be like, yo, what the fuck are you doing?
Without me?
Exactly.
Okay, you got to add her in there because you can't get fired because
you
haven't
came back. Well, I want pussy
too. Right.
So then basically.
You're like, don't fire me. I'll eat your pussy,
but
please.
I want to be like totally dominated even by the woman. So I would want her to like force me to like suck dick.
I think this goes back to the rape fantasies, but we're not.
No, it's not a rape fantasy. It's a non-consensual, consensual fantasy.
Of her being like, bitch, suck this dick and eat my pussy.
I'm already fucking them and I got caught.
Okay.
So I wanted to stop because I was embarrassed. No, she's like, now you're going to finish. It's not a rape if it's already in your mouth.
Okay.
By choice. I'm sorry.
You're right.
Mainly, I want it to result in, so when I watch Bukkake, because my fave, they're always like, sometimes there's a woman holding another woman's face open. Like, that's what I'm thinking about.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I actually like that. When I had my threesome, my homegirl held my cheeks open for anal sex.
Yeah, I'm going to send this to Erica.
It was really nice.
I'm going to send this to her.
Yeah? Send her what?
Like our fucking fantasy. I'm going to make this. I want this clip to be the one that's at the end of the episode. And I'm going to send her that and tell her to reference that clip and then be like, hey, those are ours. Because Erica Lust's platform is like stories and she makes the porn.
I would love that. Well, let me tell you, we going to Philippe Chow with Khalifa and Boris Cujo.
And I'll start it.